Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. We're live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Another Tuesday here with some beautiful summer weather.
Yeah.
Springtime weather. So I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight that is here. I mean, if you're not here, you're probably pulling your hair out somewhere else. So thanks for joining us. So we appreciate you getting a break from election day stress. So hosting the night.
What's with the stress thing? I saw something on TV about that.
I don't, you know,
stress.
Well, here's what. We won't get into politics, but I was sitting at the light, right? And I saw this lady in the catty corner waiting for the light to walk across. She was a pedestrian, and I'm sitting at the red light. And
what'd you do?
Nothing. I didn't
do
anything. She just looked like she was wearing a dress and stuff. And there's like three Trump Pence signs, like those little ones you stab into the ground. And this lady walked over and like she knocked one down like she was mad. And then she walked back up. And then she looked like she felt guilty. Walked back up, set it back up. And then she came back to the light waiting. And then she walked back over and knocked it down.
Again.
Went to the second one, knocked it down. And then the third one, she was so mad she like swatted at it to knock it down. And she looked guilty, like she was looking around like she committed a crime. And I was like, dang, these elections are pretty
stressful.
Stressful,
I guess
to some people. But we won't get into that. We want you to come here and get away from it.
I don't know. I voted for Bucky the Longhorn Sheep. That's who I voted for. Nixon, I found out, isn't around. So I went with Bucky the Longhorn Sheep.
We'll see how the results go for you.
And running with Bucky was Dr. Zeus's thing one and thing two. So
you get a twofer there.
They got my vote right there.
All right.
Yep.
Of course,
three animals are better than one.
Hosting tonight, that's the voice of the one, the only, J.J. Nunn. Glad you're here.
Yeah, so am I.
Got
that's
your
great.
Work shirt on still.
Yeah, straight from work, man.
Really?
That's
long
the
day.
Way it is. Yeah,
it seems like a long day with the darkness at 5 o'clock.
That was freaking yesterday, man. I was finishing up things at work. I was in the shed
right,
with the door closed, listening to music last half hour. When I went in, it was light out.
Yeah, it's like, hey, no problem. As you did
4:30,
a few days before.
4:30 was friggin' dark. I'm like, oh, daylight saving times. Holy shit. I'm glad I wash my truck. I wash my truck every daylight saving time so people can see it.
Right.
Yeah. In the spring, so they can see it in the morning. In the fall, so they can see it at night. Because it's just too dirty, too dark. I don't want to get hit.
So you came out of the shed and it was like, what the heck? You looking at the
all the lights were on
calendar
on,
like,
on my buildings
what's today.
All the lights are on buildings. I mean, before I left, went and grabbed two light bulbs to replace. Found out they were out.
Well,
for I don't know how long.
Well, and that's good news. Your lighting program or your lighting system is on the right light system.
So yep.
Your sensors are all good.
Yep. I couldn't see in front of me, but I could see the lights on the building.
You must have LEDs.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But,
sweet.
Doing great.
It's good.
A little tired. Feeling fine. Keeping busy. Can't complain. Going to Georgia.
I know. Coming up quick, huh?
Yeah. Lavinia Speedway, Sunday night.
Uh-huh. I got it planned out.
Yep. Enjoy it. Yep. The Georgia State Championships back there, man.
Sweet.
Georgia State Late Model Dirt Championships. 3/8 dirt track. Lavinia Speedway. Go ahead, people. Look it up. Yep.
You know, they do
and
stuff
in Georgia, Lovaina, I believe.
They do stuff back east that eventually trickles back to the West Coast. So I can only imagine what they have in some of those late models nowadays.
I'm surprised they're running in November. Usually their season wraps up right in September back east. But,
well, I guess that would make sense with like a winter type series, probably non-existent in a lot of areas.
Yeah, on the East Coast, a winter type series? No.
Right.
Maybe in Florida.
Right.
But,
it is close enough.
I haven't come across one. There could be some little quarter mile dirt tracks that are running winter series, you know, or running 52 weeks out of the year, but I ain't going to tell Gary because that's when he'll be moving.
His eyes just lit up.
52 weekends are there? I'm there.
Nope, don't have to ask me twice. Well, speaking of Gary, the man always on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
What are you up to, man?
Same old, same old.
You're happy because the Kings,
I'm
Kings are doing well.
Yeah. Let's say it's 4-0.
Can you repeat that? You're always well? That's recorded, so remember that, guys. When he says he's pissed off, say, hey, you can't be pissed. You're always happy.
Mm-hmm. Always happy.
You're always happy when you're dealing with race cars or something like that.
Yes, I am.
Well, they had a little bit. You guys had a little bit of a racing fix this weekend.
Yeah.
I'll let you bring that up later.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't in a car, but.
Nope.
I guess, but it was fun.
It was a long day, I tell you that much.
Hey, would you do it again?
Oh, of course.
That's all that matters.
I like doing stuff like that sometimes.
Yep.
The body takes more time to recoup, though, after being up so late.
Are you getting old, Michael?
No.
The body takes a little longer to recoup.
That means I'm getting older, not old.
I'm a
older.
Okay.
I'll
let you find out.
All right.
I don't even know how old are you? 45? 48? I don't even know how old.
No
you.
Comment.
How old are you?
No comment.
How old is he? We celebrate his birthday every year, but we don't know how old he is.
We just know when his birthday is, not the year he was born.
That's how we like it.
We'll
keep it that way.
I'll have to call up the wife.
Good luck getting a hold of her.
Yeah, sure. Speaking of calls, if you want to call in, onwheelsnow.com, 702-485-4699. Give us a call if you know Mike Brepler's birthday.
Nobody
702-485-4699.
Yeah, if you want to talk about your team, you'll be calling in live. Let us know what's happening. We'll get you on the air.
Let us know if you got any changes, new sponsors coming on board that you signed on for 2017.
Trying something different for the year. I know.
Yeah, going to another track. Switching divisions, moving up, moving down.
Well, speaking of that, like Ryuchi's, right? They're going from asphalt, completely different type of racing, going on dirt, correct?
IMSA mods.
So,
IMSA mods. They were in here at the studio several months ago, 3-4 months ago, and said they were going dirt racing after this year.
And we were supposed to have Justin Johnson tonight.
That's right.
Because of what's going on, we've elected to get him next week.
See, we had to elect something today. So we elected to give Justin Johnson some more time. Well, next Tuesday,
next
right?
Next Tuesday, okay. Yep.
So just make sure you're here for some Justin Johnson next Tuesday. Not this Tuesday.
He's
so.
Coming back from Spring
Mountain.
No, the 15th.
The 15th.
Yes.
Next Tuesday.
Coming back from Pahrump Spring Mountain Raceway and... He's got to go and do the patriotic thing like everybody else
does. And
that's
a daily thing for him, ain't it?
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot of driving.
But did you see that?
Thank God he makes it over the hill with what he drives.
Without getting too many tickets. Without getting too many tickets. Let's continue that sentence.
I'd make that drive every day, too, if I was rolling a $100,000 Corvette.
That somebody else pays for.
Okay, just to break it in. What did you say? He drives that Corvette. He breaks it in for 2,000 miles.
Yes.
And then it goes.
And then it
the
becomes
track.
A track.
Then
vehicle.
It becomes a track car.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'd
luckily
do that
he
every
makes
day.
It up the hill in that thing.
You do have that. You break in the Pacifica bus.
I haven't taken it
every
to Pahrump
day.
Yet. I haven't taken it to Pahrump yet. It's been out to Gene. It's done several laps out at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Matter of fact, I got more laps on the bus at Las Vegas Motor Speedway than I know one driver has in his race.
The whole year. That's funny.
So, yeah. No, let's see. Where else? Gene. Haven't been to Mesquite yet. Boulder City a lot.
You do? Do you a lot of Boulder City runs?
Yeah.
And I know it's a bad word to talk about Christmas coming up, but you do a lot of that. We're supposed to bring up after Thanksgiving.
We haven't even ate the turkey yet. Hold on.
But the reason I bring
Monday.
It up.
Monday, I take my residence soup at Walmart. I just get in the door. It's a big old freaking Christmas tree.
Yep.
I'm like, really?
Already?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I was in a store last month and they had set up starting already. You know?
I was at Home Depot and they have a full setup. Whole section of nothing but Christmas.
Well, the reason I brought the Speedway up and stuff like that because I saw, you know, they do that lights.
Yeah,
whatever they
Festival
call that.
Lights.
Festival lights. And they were, last month, they were already starting to set up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, it's a lot of setup and a lot of lights and stuff, so.
Yeah,
you know, they're
I take them out there every year,
so you can get some laps on the outside of the track.
No, I did one year. It was like 3 years ago, and they had the bull ring closed.
Oh,
I was like, damn!
Hold on, guys, super speedway time.
I was like, damn! No, they had the super speedway closed.
Oh,
they had a guard there.
Darn it!
Yeah, both the speedway, the super speedway, and the bull ring. But I did get over to the strip.
Oh, they forgot one.
They forgot to lock that fence. It was only
these
last.
Are all only hypothetical situations, by the way.
Yep. They forgot to lock that one latch, man.
Mac, lock all gates. JJ's on his way, please.
So what does a bus full of seniors do? On a quarter mile.
Hold on.
What's the time? Yeah. How many seconds?
Hold on. I don't know. But they didn't have the Christmas tree timing lights set up. I still didn't get a paper.
You're supposed to get your phone out and like, start your stopwatch.
I didn't get a paper.
All right. Oh, well. We won't go there then. But next time we want to know.
I went down there one way and then I was like, okay, they don't lock the entrance, but they locked the
entrance. They
might
lock it. Oh, okay. Didn't come back.
I had to come back down the strip the opposite way.
No, that's to catch you easier.
I had to come back down. I went down the right lane, and I came back down the left
lane. I can already see his defense when they pull him over. I missed my turn. I thought I was going down this anyway. I didn't know where I was at. I already know your excuse.
No, I got to... My residence forced me.
That's a better one.
I'm outnumbered. I got 14 of them.
Yeah, if you don't know, Jay drives a bus for seniors,
medical transport. Yeah. Assisted living, seniors, and so on.
So
that's it. I take them out for scenic drives, and if it's turn one or two of the bull ring, it just so happens to be, you know. But they enjoy it. Most I get a lot of the guys. Hey, JJ, let's go out to the track. And I've taken him out a number of times and sat in the infield while Petty is going.
I've done that before.
And got him out. Yeah. I've even had a couple of ladies go over and people at Petty help them get in out of the car.
That's cool.
They get to actually sit in the car. Yeah, they're pretty accommodating over there, you know.
That's sweet.
And for my residents that are capable,
right.
You know. That are more ambulatory. Yeah, they get in and out of the car and they get a blast out of it. And then the exotic racing is going on.
Yeah.
Also, and going through the pits and everything. And Petty's going around the track, you know, with 2-3 cars at a time. It's
a lot of
they
activity.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
A lot going on. So that helps, I guess.
Yep. They enjoy it. So. Then I got a couple Air Force veterans. With
sometimes
Nellis
the plane
to
start flying
by,
yeah.
Yep, we've sat out there for, you know, half hour, 45 minutes just watching the planes come in to Nellis.
Yeah, that's
we come
cool.
up on Hollywood.
Oh, yeah,
we hang
up on the top
on Hollywood.
The hill,
you can sit up there, it's a dead end, and I pull over and park, and you can get a great sight of them coming in and out. So,
yep, cool.
That's what I do, excitement, drive a bus. All day.
And you complain about how tired you are sometimes. I know you do other things too, maintenance and things like that, but I'm just giving you a hard time.
It just wasn't, we haven't complained about it. but it was since January 1 up until a month and a half ago, we were talking about the construction going on.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Some of that's starting to dwindle away, which is nice.
I'm out there 30 hours out of a week, out of a 40-hour work week.
And that is stressful. I have to hand it to you.
You know, I mean, just that was rough. I'm glad most of it is almost gone.
Yeah. They moved it all to the freeways.
Yeah, now they got this Project Neon going on. They got Martin Luther King closed. Oh,
my
God. It's a clusterfuck up there.
I stay away from that area.
It's a cluster. Yeah. No, I haven't been up to the Speedway since they shut it down 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Because of a return trip, then I got to go Nellis. But,
yeah,
I enjoy
cool.
it.
That's
I enjoy neat. It. We have fun. You know, we had mentioned it. I've taken them down to Gene, you know, down to the, I don't know, Gold Nugget or whatever for buffet and stuff like that. Yeah, it's a fun job. It's a lot of work.
If I ever do get old, I want a guy like you driving the bus for me.
That's it. You know, our marketing rep is like, oh, yeah, this is JJ, our bus driver, and he also races at the Bullring in Peron. Oh, what?
And he's driving our bus? Well, okay.
He's a race car driver?
That's right.
And he runs. I mean, there was a period there. Yeah, JJ runs demolition derbies.
He's driving our bus.
And I'm like to my marketing director, do you really think that's a selling point here?
Yeah, you probably don't want to see that.
It's not a selling point. Trust me.
Oh, man. I'm crazy. Oh, man.
It's about having fun. That's all.
That's it. That is it. Hey, like you said, me and Gary had some fun this past weekend. Speaking of demolition derbies. No. Yeah, they had the Orange Show, of course. If you don't know, they've been open for the last, I don't know, a couple years or so. 3 years now,
reopened,
I think. Yeah, reopened and been running. Matter of fact, a local, you know, California figure eight. What's the guy's name? Ronnie. I can't remember the guy's name that runs the like the California figure eight races.
Millsap?
No. Anyway, I'll look it up in a minute. But he, he's been promoting the track and had organized the reopening of it in the last 2 or 3 years, and they had their third annual $10,000 to win figure eight race.
$10,000.
Yeah.
Damn.
20 figure eight.
First place, or was that spread across the field?
First 22.
First place, 22 car. Yeah, that was just 22. For first place. I don't know what the payouts were. And from my understanding, it was a $10,000 check for the first place guy. Yes.
Wow. Who was the sponsor?
Who put Pinnacle Pete?
Well, there's a number of them. Pinnacle Pete's locally. Of course, the Lone
Restaurant?
Mart.
Restaurant?
Yeah. Lone Mart was, I think, the big sponsor there and so on. But
they started all 22, huh?
Oh, yeah. They didn't finish with 22. I think they finished with 11, maybe.
Yeah. Half
something
the field,
like that.
Yeah.
Half the field.
Yeah, 50% of the field broke and wrecked, huh?
It reminded me of the old LVMS days, because I don't think we got done there till what, after midnight?
Oh,
I think 12:30.
Matter of fact, they said happy Wednesday or happy Sunday to you or something. Yeah.
How about the stands?
You know, it was pretty packed.
Yeah,
they ran some radio ads and so on. Of course, the locals there, probably a lot of locals there that heard about it, but they ran radio ads and stuff like that. So.
300 laps. And I remember you guys talking about it was 300 laps. Gary brought it up or 2 hours.
Yeah, that's what their brochure.
They threw that out the window.
2 hours. 2 hours went out the window.
Speaking of that, before that they had a 100 lap mini stock race.
Oh, really?
Mini stocks.
And there was 90% of those mini stocks were Ford Pintos.
Yeah, there only four of them were not Pintos.
Oh, that's a sad
show. I mean,
show.
I know where all the Pintos
they were
ended
all
up.
Fords.
I know where all the Pintos ended up.
That must have been boring as all hell.
So they all ended up. Well, there was, I think, 26 or 24. So what, there's a lot of mini stocks, which I was actually surprised.
There was two trucks and
two trucks. There was a Mustang, and then I think what was the other car? A Cougar or something?
A Capri.
Capri
or something.
It was a Capri. As a matter of fact, the Capri won. Really? Red, either
out of all those sorts,
the Capri either was in first place or second, never any further back.
Well, it's a division of Mercury Capri.
Yeah.
It's a division of.
Same thing.
And that 51 car, he was spanking everyone. And one of those lap cars got the move over flag, and he didn't move over, so that 51 car moved him.
It for it.
Well, you know, it sucks for him because he got put to the back. Yeah. You know, I mean, he was leading. He should have
been a little more patient.
Well, he should have been patient, but the lap car should have got out of the way too. So I don't blame him for moving him out of the way because he had just gotten the lead, and the other car was on his butt trying to get the lead from him, and you got a lap car in your way that got the move over flag that's not moving over.
Yeah.
You know, that's,
and luckily that was what, the first 30 laps or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
And the 51 car got sent to the back.
All the
way
out of 20. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. All the cars were still in at the time, 26 or cars or whatever. And he got pushed all the way to the back, but
he came up for second at the end of the night. He was second place. Yeah.
He stayed in it. Kept his head in the game and fought back.
Mm-hmm.
Was it much distance from first and second?
No.
Or was he
there?
He was pushing him coming out of turn four.
Yeah. He was on the bumper.
He was on his bumper.
Matter of fact, the top three guys were, there was a pickup truck, the third, I don't know what type, but the top three guys were there.
Matter of fact, I had said to Michael, let's see if he dumps him coming out four for the win, because he was, I mean, he tried a couple times. Yeah.
Well,
it was good racing.
Yeah, it was good. And I didn't, you know, it was Jim Martis was in the 51 car. Jim Martis has actually had a championship in the Lucas Oil Modifieds a couple years ago.
Oh,
so
okay.
I didn't know where he ended up going because he hasn't been racing in the Lucas Oil Modifieds. And I didn't realize.
I think it was a borrowed car. Wasn't
well, no, you know what? I looked on the points. He's actually the championship points leader in the mini stocks for one show.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't know that.
They
I looked
said
it
something
up.
About it being a borrowed car.
That's what I thought. Maybe he borrowed it for the season. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he had some races there, and of course, they're local modified races. He had raced there. But Jim Martis, you know, has experience. He's got a lot of seat time, and actually had won the Lucas Oil Modified Championship a couple years back. So,
well, what's the these mini stocks, they unlimiteds?
I think so. They look like it. I mean, you know, they weren't typical, factory stock type mini stocks. They were probably
they
more
all
of
got
an outlaw.
Four cylinders in them.
Yeah.
They're all four bangers,
but they're
anything,
not.
Anything goes, tires, rims, gears.
They,
and
it didn't look like it didn't look like anything goes type wheels. They did. I see some guys with Goodyears and some guys with Hoosiers. So there might have been like a leniency for tires and stuff like that, but they're all pretty even. They're nothing too outrageous, but they weren't completely stock either. You could tell there was probably a 10-1, and you know, they probably are all.
Gary and I went to Irwindale, what was it, 2 years ago, and a couple mini stocks showed up for an open comp out there up against super stocks and hobby stocks, and they just went out there and killed them.
Same thing in, when we went to Willow Springs, that red, white, and blue. Showed up for that open, and he
checked out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he just checked out.
Wow.
Put that four-cylinder on the pole, said, later.
Yep.
And they had everything in there. They even had a truck.
A truck,
the
a
truck
modified.
The truck finally caught after 15 laps.
No kidding.
Yep.
Interesting.
But the truck started in back.
That's what's nice about
this. They had, hobby stocks, charger stocks, super stocks, two or three from each division. That was an open comp.
Wow.
You bring it, you run it from a four-banger Pinto.
That's crazy.
To a pro truck.
That's something.
Yep.
A true open comp. I mean, that's what
that's
an open
it.
Comp
open
is.
Comp. Go ahead. Yep. Here it is. It, no rules. Just run what you brought. It was all safety.
Sounds like a breakout race. Hey, don't break out past 26. Bring whatever you want.
No, it wasn't a breakout race.
I know, but except for that, right?
Yeah. It wasn't a breakout race. It was an open comp. The only thing they checked for going through tech was safety items. That's it. Okay, good. Put them on the track. That's fine. Okay.
I'm mixed on that one because some – you know, you might have a 3,500 pound car and then a 2,500 pound car,
like a Pinto and a factory
Pinto
and a bomber.
Yeah, that bomber hits your door bars, you better hope you did a damn good job building that cage.
Yeah. No open wheels. No open wheel cars.
Oh, that's what one of the rules.
Yeah, no modifieds, no dwarves, no midgets. None
of that. At Orange Show, they've had open comp shows there, and they did allow open wheel, late models, you name it, combined there before. I've been down there a little while. It was a while ago now, but they had an open comp where it's pretty much anything would run.
What did the Pintos pay out at Orange Show?
You know,
what,
it was $1,000. Yeah, it was $1,000
to win.
You know, and
They had 26.
26. There's I know where all the Pintos ended up.
And they said
where all the Pintos are.
And the announcer had said that they just added that race like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, is it like the late?
Oh wow, that was time to promote. They had more cars than the figure eight.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It was a ton of cars.
What was the respective car? What was the popular car in the figure eights?
There were three of them, from
Washington.
Indiana.
What type of cars were they?
Who knows? They're specially built for
figure eight. Back east, you had rules for a figure eight class.
Yeah, you can tell which ones were specifically built for that. There was probably half the field was
I think.
So
no open wheel,
all open wheel.
Looks like a modified.
Yeah, they look like modified. There's a couple where the seat was actually in the middle instead of to the left.
That's the way we grew up.
There's only
figure
a couple
eights
of them.
Back in Islip.
Yeah.
Everybody moved their seat over in the middle.
They're all a figure eight, or I'm sorry, all a modified looking car.
Yeah. With the big wings, the big two
outlaw.
Well, the two of them on the side, almost like the sail panels.
Yeah, not on the roof.
Not a wing, but sail panels.
On some money
side.
Into these cars,
man. No, you should have seen the paint job on the one that won.
Yeah. Well, the horsepower they have to have, and that I'm telling you, that's part of the key of not getting wrecked is having the horsepower. Because when you step on it, you got to be able to get out of the way. And let me tell you, them guys.
Have good brakes.
Or have good brakes. You could tell they all have good. Not all. Half the field had good brakes and good
and horsepower.
The other half didn't finish.
So how much do you think they had into one of these cars?
Oh,
5, 10, 15?
Oh, more than that.
$20,000 into a figure eight.
My
car?
Guess would be higher than that.
I bet you the motor was more than 20.
Yeah, I bet you the motor was $20,000.
Oh yeah.
And they've taken this out of a figure eight where one crosshair, one wrong move, or my brakes don't work, and party's over. The car's destroyed.
Yep. They're built pretty solid, but there was one female driver out there. Nice car.
She was actually pretty
20. Young. Let's just say she got into wreck early on. So
yeah, she was doing pretty good.
Well, here's the thing. I this is from watching, and I'm not big on figure eights. I don't watch them all the time. I've seen figure eights, but you could tell like once you commit, you should just go. When the ones that would hesitate and like break and then go and then break again, and just kind of hesitate, those are the ones you got to really watch out for because they were getting rear-ended or pushed out of the way or pushed into the
box,
right, or things like that. Where the ones that you could tell that would commit and go, you can predict what them guys were doing. And she was one that would hesitate a lot and ended up getting not T-boned. She got lucky. It was in front of her driver door behind the front left, wheel and got. Kind of tied in with somebody else, but
insane, man.
Women drivers.
Figure
that's
eight.
All I got to say.
Used to watch my Islip Speedway, man. It's crazy stuff.
When the green flag dropped, it was probably two laps, and they started crossing each other.
Yeah, it didn't take.
They were on top of each 22 cars on the size of that track.
Yeah,
it didn't take long,
right?
Before the guys in the rear are like, oh shit.
But like Michael said, you can tell who was waiting and who was going and who was hesitating. I mean, it was clear to see.
And that makes a difference.
Yeah, and then eventually, as as the night went on.
There was some few good runs where they were crisscrossing pretty consistently.
At just
speed. Yeah, just squeezing in.
at some big speed.
Exactly. If that,
I don't even think telephone book.
So there's some good runs. There's some good runs where they got going and crisscrossing and so on, and no real bad accidents. I don't think there was some contact, but not
a few
major.
Of them got hit and broke the A-arms. So broke the A-arms in the front, so they had to be towed off, and then the leader got caught up with his right rear with someone.
Oh, that's right. They got tangles.
And it must have took them 15 minutes to get these two cars pulled apart with two tow trucks.
Oh, jeez.
Well, they were counting yellows.
Oh, they were. That's what I was going to ask you. They ran all 200 laps, but they were
300
laps. But
and they were counting yellows. So while they were getting the leader untangled, he was going down laps because they're counting laps.
Right.
So he just went and parked the car.
No red flags or anything.
Oh, no. Every single time it was a red flag.
That was the caution.
No yellows.
After they deemed it was safe.
Correct. Then
the
caution would come out.
And then they started running. That's unusual.
Some of them guys
ever seen that before? I mean, red first and stop the field.
Yeah. And some of those guys don't know what the color red means.
No.
It means a few more spots.
matter of fact, the flagman, as you know, is not up in the flag stand. He's down by turn one.
Yeah.
Because they're coming at him.
Yeah. Right.
And he even put his hands out with the red flag in one of them going,
hey, red flag,
you know. But eventually they got them all stopped, and then once they stopped, then they got, you know, the accident under control.
Cleared.
Then they let the
once
yellow
safe.
Out. Yeah.
Right.
But that leader that was leading, I mean, I believe it was on a red flag that he got hit. He went
really?
To slow down, and then another car coming across hit him.
He picked up the red flag first, responded to it, and then the other car didn't pick it up and nailed his ass.
Since they got tangled, it took him, you know, two tow trucks to pull them apart, you know. So.
Yeah, and then, like I say, as they were pulling them apart, they were allowing the field to go around and count the yellow, so he was laps down.
So pretty much, you get in an accident, you brake, you're out of it, you even if you get caught, up and they turn yellow, you're going laps down.
Yeah, you're going to go laps
down.
You're
pretty much toast for the night. So you got to go green to checkered no matter what.
If you can.
And the guy that won the race was running second, and they were brothers from Indiana.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
they towed in from Indiana.
Yeah, there were three of them guys.
Three or four. Yeah.
And they all 1, 2, 3 on the starting.
Yeah, they've done it a couple times.
Yeah, they have definitely
stole the California money, huh?
Yep.
Matter of fact, that me and Mike were sitting there and under one of the yellows, reds, whatever you want to call it, under one of the cautions, Michael said, you can tell he's done this a time or two.
you can see.
Yeah, it was
guys were pedal to the metal and no stopping. Their timing.
Yep.
And that's pretty much going through the cross is what it is. It's just timing.
And
knowing what your other guy is going to do.
Right.
If you're coming off a one and he's coming off a four, you know, you just got to.
You got to pick up. Not only are you driving through the box,
but
you got to pick up that car that you've never raced up against before and make a decision right then and there. Split second. Am I nailing it or am I not? Right?
No, it's not even a split second. Yeah. It's a right now.
Am I
going to
try and shoot by him his front, or am I going to time it
behind him?
There's only two decisions.
Well,
am I fast enough to get through the box
in
front of him, or do I have to slow up a little to let him go?
And they do have a little bit of a choice where sometimes they'll veer to the left or to the
right
while they're accelerating in the crosshairs. But that's the only options they have.
And some of that was the faster cars that said, okay, well, if you're going to go, I'm going to go, but I'm going to go to my right a little bit, and you're going to go to your left, so that we we miss.
And I think you had mentioned too that you noticed it too. It's almost like an unwritten kind of rule that the slower cars out of what turn four would kind of be the ones to want to give before the guy coming out of, you know, turn one or two or something. But I don't know if what happened, with, you know, or
did
if that's a thing.
Yeah, that's a gentleman's agreement to say, hey, look.
Because running figure eight, your box, your cross gets bigger. Like you had said, the guys will go to the right, go to the left. Was there any cones there whatsoever?
They had four cones.
You got a half a car outside.
No, and that's a good question.
You got three quarters of a car outside the box to get around cars.
That's a good question. What they did have, in Orange Show, they have the cross painted like a lane. So you can see a painted lane. The only four cones they had were in the turns 1, 2, 3, and 4 where you come around.
So if you went fast enough, you went outside the box, you had to get back in before the turn.
Correct. Before the turn. Exactly.
Oh,
so those were the four cones.
Because I'm used to cones being in the corners.
But
they allowed you a half a car width outside the box going into the cross and getting back in on the other side. They allowed that half a car you could swing to the right and then bring it back in.
No.
But this is the first
cones.
Time I heard the four cones in the corners.
Matter of fact, at the cross, where Michael had said the white lines, between the white lines, there was like extra paint. Like, for an example, somebody can go and sit there if they didn't want to, if like eight cars were coming.
Right.
To the side that the slower car
can sit there.
But
because if they got cars coming behind them, they know they can't make it, and they just pull over and sit there and wait. But this way, they're still not going to block the car. He's not going to block the cars coming into the cross.
Yeah, but if somebody's coming off of turn two and you're coming off of turn four, you're by yourself and you've got 8 or 10 cars coming off the corner. It's like you can pull over in there and wait for them cars
to go by,
and then without messing the leaders
again.
Or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
But there wasn't a lot of that.
No, there wasn't a whole lot of that. But there was a couple.
It's a pullover zone.
Now I don't know if that's what it is. It looked like it to
pullover
me.
Zone. That's
and,
what I would call it.
And there was a couple cars as we talked about. They were hesitating. But those faster cars, man, they didn't hesitate nothing.
If they did hesitate, it was a blip just to make that decision, do I go or not.
See, that's the insanity of it, man.
And let me tell you
you got to make that decision. You got to make that decision quick.
And the number
picking up slower cars coming out of four. You got to decide. You got to know that car.
There was a couple times there was a slower car waiting for the faster cars to come off of two.
Right.
Well, that faster car come off of four, and he went right
just
by him, left that dude sitting right there. In the
he got the
of
momentum, and he
right
already
room.
Made his decision where the car had stopped, and he's got to get going again. So he needs more space to get going than the guy coming around that corner. So
it was a couple close calls. But
on the winner, the number five, you know, you'd think he got a little bit of a cushion near the end, knowing he's going to win $10,000. He still didn't let up. There was actually a closer call near the end.
Towards the end.
Than earlier on, I was surprised.
They get into a pace. That's all. They figure out what's working for them. If they get some sort of pace going.
There was only a couple good runs like that I remember, you know, of good crisscrossing going on. Momentum going, and then something would happen, and then I want to say there was probably 20 cautions, maybe something like that.
The longest one was when the leader got hung up, and they couldn't get the two cars apart. They took them two tow trucks to get them apart.
Yeah,
and by then, that like I said, the leader was down laps and
five,
he did
10 laps.
Oh,
well, let me tell you that race was 3 hours and about 15 minutes was just the.
The 2 hours went
out the window. And let me tell you, the mini stock race, there's 100 laps and 80 lap cautions.
Really?
Only
80
half,
laps of caution?
I want to say only probably 9 of them cars finished, believe it or not.
Out of 26. They tore their shit up.
There was a lot of accidents happening. It seemed like every other lap. Matter of fact, it was a Corvette. What was a Corvette? Yeah, pace car.
Yeah.
Got more laps probably than any car out there.
Really?
Yeah. Counting all the caution laps out there. So it was still a good race, but the mini stock race went over 2 hours. I think that was like 2 hours and 15 minutes itself.
Just two races out there.
That's it.
Yep. Just yep. Two,
that's it. 200 laps mini stocks and 300 laps.
And when we had, went, of course, I kept a pretty good eye on the Orange Show, but they didn't even advertise the mini stocks.
Yeah.
It only advertised the figure eight race.
Well, I knew it was going to be a long race when the figure eights didn't start till after 9 o'clock.
3 hours, they're running 2 hours. They're looking at 11 o'clock. Thank goodness they didn't have any ordinances out there.
Matter of fact, they said they were going to stop the race at 150 laps to
fuel
up and all of that. They stopped it at 147 and nobody could figure out
why. 143.
Oh, 143.
Yeah,
you're right.
143.
Yep.
Like, why? Yeah,
what happened to
150? What happened to 150? They didn't know.
They were running. They weren't under yellow or nothing.
No,
they
were running hard. Somebody threw caution. And, they're supposed to wait till 150 at the halfway point, but they did it at 143.
You're right. 143.
So, I don't know.
Maybe somebody only has three fingers on one of their hands.
Somebody can't count. And
who's in charge of counting?
Somebody can't look at the board and see how many laps.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody else is looking at the same one.
The flag man couldn't see the board.
He probably dropped the flag on accident. Was like, oh crap, I got to throw this now.
And we were talking about the cross there. There was a wreck, and when the two cars there hit. They were outside of the cross, and one of the radiators broke.
Yes,
with the wreck,
that's right?
And they didn't even clean that up because it was off of
the
cross.
Oh,
it wasn't
the crosshairs. Yeah.
But if a car was coming off a four and went to its right to miss another car, he was going
right
in that radiator water. Oh yeah. They just left it there to dry up. They didn't put nothing on it. They didn't clean it up, nothing. And
I don't even think it dried up by the end of the night.
No,
we were
still a puddle.
It was still wet.
Yeah,
they did the same thing with the mini stock race at 50 laps. They stopped it for a
refuel. The flag man was like, 150 my ass, 140.
We're going.
I
call the shots here.
I need a damn beer. I'll show you who the hell the boss is.
Right.
Screw your scoreboard. I need a beer. I'm standing out here sweating my ass off.
Matter of fact, under I think it was the figure eight break, the announcer on the track had went and asked the flagman how his arm was.
Right.
Because he had done an hour and a half of flagging
with all the wrecks, the yellows.
No, for
the
mini stocks.
No, qualifying.
Oh, yeah.
He had done all the qualifying flagging, too.
Yeah, that's right.
An hour and a half of that before we even got there. So, he said, my arm hurts and it's ready to fall off.
143. Somebody bring me some ibuprofen. I'm
something,
stopping
right?
this shit.
Oh, man.
Bring me a shot of cortisone.
Yeah. It was good. It was good as long. I don't think we got back here till. I'm going to say 3:30-ish.
3:30, thank God for the time change.
Well, yeah, that's because of the time change.
I didn't go. I was working on my ugly sleep, and I worked on it real well. So
hey, you listen.
It didn't help.
Didn't hurt either, so.
It didn't help.
Yeah. But it was good. It was a good show.
Oh, it was fun.
To draw guys from that far away, you know it's going to be a good race.
How many hours take you to get there?
Yeah, we actually got down there fast.
A lot faster than I thought.
Yeah. I don't think it was 3 hours.
Driving.
Scary. But he had the cruise control on. Didn't, deviate from that. That's with one stop on the way also.
Yeah. We stopped in Baker.
And I want to say it was 3 hours when we got there. I was surprised. I was like, we're here already? I can't believe it.
That's not bad, 3 hours.
We had to sit
take
and
me to get Sizzler
to for an extra hour.
Yeah. I gained 10
Sizzle.
Extra pounds from that. Jeez.
The buffet.
Yeah.
The buffet. There you go.
Steak. Sizzler steak.
Sizzler steak.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was fun. It was a fun time. It's nice to get out and see some races. I wish I would have seen it with the dirt like you did at some point.
Yeah, the one time, they ran on dirt, 3 years ago?
Before they reopened.
3 or 4 years ago.
But anyways, speaking of dirt, there is some dirt action going on here locally coming up this weekend, correct?
Yes.
77.
Correct.
From Wednesday.
Some big races going on.
$77 worth.
And we're only talking a couple days away. If you want to go see some dirt action here locally at the half mile at LVMS, you can go to lvms.com and click on the dirt track for once. Usually you don't click on the dirt track because there's not a lot going on there.
What I think I read, if I remember right, 120 truckloads of fresh dirt has been brought into the track.
Where'd they get this dirt?
I don't know.
Is there a hole out in the desert nearby?
No,
they get it in from...
That's sand.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Is where do they get this dirt? Is it good, is it
clay?
Good
dirt,
clay or good dirt,
well,
to race on?
Dirt is one thing, clay is another.
Is it a mix?
If they brought up 240 pounds of clay.
Truckload.
Well, sometimes they mix it. Like you get a certain mix of clay and dirt, so depending on where they got it from. So that's why I didn't know if it got into any more detail. Dirt's dirt.
I don't know. I'll still say it again. LVMS needs to get a hold of Chad Broadhead, set up that dirt track.
It's a dirt track, not a clay track. So
find
in their defense.
Have LVMS find out where Chad gets his stuff for Pahrump Valley Speedway. Okay. And tap into it.
Well,
and then bring Chad up to groom it. Pay him 2 weeks. Let him set that track. Give him carte blanche and a blank check.
Right.
To get that dirt track squared away.
Well, I know they're working with two different dirts. Would he be able to set up a dirt track versus what he has out at Pahrump? I know there's going to be different types of a compound. I know, like, when the World of Outlaws come up, the World of Outlaw guys, do the dirt setup.
Yeah, they
and it's
they
always
the
dry slick at the end. Yeah. Always. I mean, it's.
Oh, look at the size of the tires and how many laps they've
been
on.
Yeah, that
was
true.
They're coming back again. They're signing again for 2017.
I'm glad to hear that.
The Outlaws are coming back.
Absolutely. If you haven't seen the Outlaws, you got to go see them when they do come in.
That's
I want to say April
show.
Usually is when they come in.
You think they're doing one desert or something, man? Yeah. Check out the Outlaws when they come to town, man.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's going to be a couple days away if you're not doing anything or your residents don't have anything to do. They might want to cruise out to the dirt track.
I'll be in Georgia.
When are you going?
Huh?
When are you going to go?
This weekend.
Is it this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm going to be in Georgia this weekend.
When are you coming back?
I don't know.
Are you going to be here for next Tuesday show?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm really...
Maybe by phone.
Oh, man. Make sure you got good connection.
Hey, we'll have Justin Johnson on.
It's going to be a great show, no matter what.
If it's a Sunday rainout, I'm not coming on Monday. I'm cashing in my ticket. Georgia State Championships, man. Late models.
Can't miss that.
Go wrong. My luck, it'll rain for an entire week.
I think the weather's pretty nice back there right now.
It's freaking cold.
I think you're in luck. Oh, yeah, besides the cold.
43 at night. At my age, I start getting grumpy when it gets below 60.
Well, you're lucky we're like 9 or 10 degrees above normal here.
Yeah.
So we're doing good here in Vegas.
In the morning, I'm not so happy with my coffee when I'm sitting outside at 5 o'clock. It's been chilly.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I know. Hey, what's been going on, like, with any other racers locally? I mean, I wish they would call in if you want. We talk about you. But, like, Kaylee, what's the latest on the deal back east with her? Did anything
come
out of that? Or did they hear anything yet?
I haven't heard, but I'll probably see him this weekend out at the... going to the duel.
Which day you think?
The duel on the
Saturday? Or?
I'm going for sure Saturday.
Okay.
I'm probably going to go Friday.
Okay.
You can find me up in turn 4, coming off of turn 4.
I'll let you know if I go. Oh, you're picking turn 4 this time.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, I always sit up there in turn
4.
At the dirt.
Regardless. So
yep.
Don't come looking for me.
Yeah, that's where I'll be.
So, oh, well, anyways. Yeah, so that's good, something we didn't bring up last show, but obviously.
Duel in the Desert.
Always a great show.
The 9th to the 12th.
Last year starts
Thursday.
Over.
Right, Thursday.
200 cars? Am I
237.
Last year. Over 200 cars
so this
last
year.
Year.
Of course, they're topping that again with 230-something cars.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to see some F mains, G mains, even Z mains.
77,000 baby.
That's doing that again. $7,777.
Yep.
So.
And 77 cents.
Any like is Mark gonna race?
Oh.
I mean, he used to race those when they came in town. I haven't talked to Allison in a while, so we'll have to.
Or Danny, I don't think.
Yeah, come on, Danny.
Danny
or something, right?
Rick DeRicker.
All them guys used to run this local.
Yeah.
And no word if they're running like a Thunder Sally.
Tally ran, right?
Like, Tally used to run.
Tally used to run.
Other prom guys like
Todd Dunley used to run over there. Wolfenstein.
Wolfenstein, yep.
Hopefully we'll see some of those.
Levi Kiefer, he ran 1 year.
Hmm.
Yep. All the locals.
Well, they're going to be wanting to race because I think Prump's winding down.
Yep.
They got one more race this year and they're done.
Yep. 3 o'clock start.
Oh, okay. It's early afternoon.
Just ran
race.
This past Saturday. It's not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, the 19th.
So it's a 3 o'clock night race.
Yep.
3 o'clock.
With the time change.
Hey, it was. We used to freeze our tail off, man.
Yeah.
You know what I haven't heard, and it, somebody can call in and let me know, but I haven't heard that going to host the day after the
Duel. That's right.
I haven't heard anything either.
On the schedule either.
That's a good point you bring up.
On the schedule at the beginning of the year.
They might not be doing that this year.
The day after the Duel.
Yep.
Right.
They usually host it. Yep.
Yeah, you usually hear a lot about that, and I haven't heard anything about that. This would be the third annual.
Yep. It would be the
sure.
third.
Fourth,
they did it.
Fourth annual, right?
Fourth?
No, I want to say third. I think JJ's right. I think Jay's right. I think this would be the
third
if they did it. Yeah, I think.
But I haven't heard, and I was just on their site, and they didn't say nothing about it. So.
Wow, and usually, like you said, it's on the schedule. So
I
wonder what's up with that.
They usually draw
a decent car count, right?
Well, I think the first year they had 12, and then the second year they had 18, and it was building.
And it was $1,500 to win.
Yeah.
Right. It was
guys coming down.
They bring their sport mods and stuff over and whatnot.
It was the second year we were down there. And a guy came in from Wyoming, broke at the Duel, and then came down here. He said, an hour and a half away, I'm going to pass this up.
Yeah.
He goes, I'll go back to work late. And he went down there and won it. What was
it?
The double O? The double O, or I think it was a green car, double O. He came down here and mopped up after he broke.
No kidding.
In the Duel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I haven't heard anything about that.
He did a rear gear change and
just went racing.
And went out, fixed his tie rods. He got tangled up at LVMS and came out and won.
I'm on their schedule right now.
It's
the November 5th race and November 19th.
Well, if you got a couple minutes left. If you've heard something different, let us know. Get a hold of Gary or call in to 702-485-4699. Let us know. But other than that, they might not be doing it, I guess.
Yeah, he said it paid his entry fees, his gas money, his tires.
Right.
And, you know, the only thing that he came out of pocket was hotel.
See?
That's it.
That's a good way to go.
Small operation, not a big hauler operation. Had the car on an open car trailer.
There's a lot of that.
With a truck.
Yeah.
You know. It's those guys winging a prayer to down here, made the main at LVMS, and then broke and mopped up down here at, whatchamacallit?
At Pahrump. That's one cool thing about the IMCA modifieds. You can take your car anywhere that's IMCA sanctioned track in the U.S., and you'll be legal to race and run. Doesn't matter. You should be somewhat competitive no matter where you go.
There's one set of rules.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then, you know, obviously their point system is based off of, you know, your participation at your local tracks and things like that. So it's pretty fair all across the board. So, yeah, I don't know. I like seeing those open trailers and just the guys that are on a wing and a prayer racing.
Guys were on a wing and a prayer, man. They were out for a weekend and that was it. They're like, we were supposed to go home. He goes, we heard this race was an hour and a half away. He says, we come from Wyoming, man.
That's cool.
He says, I'm going to miss a race.
An hour away? Yes, we can make that race.
I'm hearing Gary in my ear. He goes, an hour and a half away and a chance to race again? Hell yeah. He goes, I'll just call into work and tell them I broke down on the highway. That's all.
Right. And they'll believe you. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
So
no, that's cool.
Yeah.
Shoot. hey, you know, why not? So duel in the desert this weekend, $7,777 to win. A few days of racing. They practice, I think, starting Thursday. Qualifying and all that Friday and Saturday.
And I think and you can enter tomorrow. I think they'll be out there tomorrow.
Oh, so you can all the way up till tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, cool. Man,
the 9th through the 12th.
Sweet.
That's what they're advertising.
A lot of racing, so can't miss that.
Yeah, definitely. But
anyways, besides that, next week, of course, Justin Johnson scheduled to be here, so you're going to want to make sure you're here for that show. No word on rescheduling with Peyton Saxton yet,
nope.
So we'll have to see if that's going to happen or not in the near future. But Justin Johnson next week, you know.
Put it on the calendar.
Yep, absolutely. So.
Yes, super late model champion out at LVMS.
Yes, and I ran the open comp and all that stuff. But anyways, you can also go to the BomberNation.com website. If you got something for sale, you want to find something somebody's selling, that's the place to go. Click on the message boards and check it out there. Sponsors, I know we usually don't get to them. If you want to get to some JC Motorsports sponsors, now's the time.
Sure, I don't see why not. We can do that. Want to thank Nevada Pick Apart, Steve out there at Nevada Pick Apart, Anthony at Camp Out, Mike at Reliable Banner, Phil and Jim at Pick Art Radiator, and DNN, Dale and Nick at DNN Equipment, along with Daniel at Best Muffler and Tommy Kohler at Matco Tools.
Cool. Hey, real quick, too, kind of getting off subject, but back to the figure eight races. They will be having that on YouTube, so keep an eye out maybe in another week or so, that low-budget TV production that's usually out there.
Oh, yeah, the LBMT, low-budget motorsports.
Yeah, they're going to be editing that, and they're going to be putting it up. They were out there filming, so you're going to be able to see some of that race. Keep an eye out for that on YouTube, probably in about a week from now.
There's a number of bomber bullring races that they did on YouTube.
Sweet.
I watched.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for that. If you want to see what we're talking about, look for it probably next week sometime. So it will be on there somewhere. So, cool. Banquet coming up for LVMS, the 3rd, December 3rd. So I believe you can still get tickets, $30 ahead or...
$35 ahead
or
table of 10 for $300.
So get a hold of Tim over there at LVMS. There's a number to call us. That's different than the local LVMS number.
Yeah, 702-632-8059. That's 702-632-8059. Table of 10, $300 or $35 each. And don't forget, we got a picnic coming up February.
I know. Tell me about
it. Around, it's only 3 months away.
I hear you're mad at me.
Again?
I hear you mad at me.
Again?
I'm not getting a car over here fast enough for you guys.
Oh, no.
That's another story. Okay. Yeah. We won't get into that.
No.
I'm just kidding.
The driveway is not open yet.
All right. We'll get into that later. I just see Gary over here jumping around.
I'm going to grab another trailer and take it.
Wait, hold on. 6-0. Kings are winning.
All right. Beep. That's censorship. So. Anyways, we're out of time again. Of course, thanks for joining us. We'll be here again next Tuesday live at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com next week with Justin Johnson in studio. Of course, we are the longest running motorsports show in Las Vegas, and we want to thank everybody for keeping it that way with us, and we'll see you next Tuesday, 6 p.m. live here at onwheelsnow.com.
Yeah, happy election day.
Good luck, everybody.
Unhappy election day.
Good luck to us all.
Have a good night.
Thanks. See you next week.
Thanks for listening.